KI4LZI. KI4LZI. KO4NUE. For LZI, KO4NUE. UE, no contact, I'm clear. KK4JBQ. KK4JBQ, KO4NUE. UE, no contact, I'm clear. Leo Bowl. Leo, KO4NUE. How are you today, sir?
Hey, Chad, doing pretty good. I got your reply back on your email there, and enjoyed listening to you tell Tom about the plant and all the stuff that you guys were working with on all those lathes and presses and stuff.
That's kind of an interesting place down there, if you can imagine a time capsule. I guess that'd be the best way to describe it. And that's just, that kind of stuff's just right up my alley, you know. I'm always dealing with equipment, machines, and this, that, and the other. But very interesting. Every time I go over there, I see something different. And, it's just, I don't know, just fascinating to see the building and all of the equipment and so on and so forth, things like that, how they did things. You know, I'm still fascinated with that power plant. Every time I go over there, I get permission so I can go and take a look at that thing and just how big the generators and boilers are in there. It's something else. It really is. Highway 8, just as soon as you come into Pickens, when you come into Pickens on Highway 8, and you see the first red light, don't go to the first red light, but when you see the first red light, look to your right, and it's a big old parking lot there that is a big old plant, and they've turned a portion of it into a place called the Market on the Mill, and it's basically indoor flea market, but some of the equipment that we weren't interested in, they still got back in there in the back, but that's for sale. And let me tell you, they get really good prices because they want to get rid of the stuff.
Thing, I used to work in a plant where we made truck fenders, and we had big old Heim presses and stuff like that, and that's pretty interesting stuff.
Thing is, it's so as they cleaned out the rooms, they would take them out on the floor for people to come and buy or purchase or whatever, haggle and dicker, whatever you want to call it. So right before COVID came, we were moving some of the equipment. I think one of the lathes was 18 by 80. It was a big bore, big long lathe, heavy. And they opened up one of the rooms back there and found a whole bunch of caskets. They were metal caskets that's just, I guess, when you don't have family to take care of, you know, the county will bury you in one of those sheet metal caskets. Two mahogany caskets and one, I don't know what, some kind of special wood. I mean, just beautiful. But I mean, they've been back there for I don't know how many years, and a couple come in there about a week later and bought both of the cask. One was mahogany, and like I said, I can't remember what the other one was, but they bought them for $200, and said, we're going to take them home and fix them up and get them dolled up, and when it's time for us to be buried, then our kids won't have to pay for a casket. And I don't know, that's just kind of creepy, but at the same time, it's, you know, how many of us have an opportunity to fix your own casket up the way you want it? That's kind of neat if you think about it.
Well, what's new in the ham world?
So, I don't know if you've been paying attention on Tuesday nights, but Tuesday night's training night, and I've had Walt put it together, and there's a couple of guys that have stepped in and just really, absolutely just really helped me get an understanding on antennas. And so yesterday I built to show appreciation for them helping me. I had some half-inch copper pipe sitting down there at the shop left over from a job. So I built two Slim Jims and four J-poles out of copper pipe, got them resonant, got my SWR down low. I'm not exactly sure where my impedance is, but it's got to be pretty close. And put tuning stubs on them and mailed them out to all the guys that contributed to helping me at to show, hey, this is what you taught me, and I'm applying what you have taught me to learn. So I hope they get them in the mail today or tomorrow and be interested and see what they got to say about it.
I built a new in-fed half-wave, and I'm having trouble trying to get my SWR down in the 80-meter band, so I'm trying to figure out what's causing that.
I'm not the guy. I wish I was, but I'll get there. I mean, I'm kind of still learning with simple dipoles and things like that. And I have been studying on impedance and capacitance and how to get that down. But I'm nowhere near, you know, multiband or anything like that. I'm just, but I know I'll get it. It's just going to take me some time.
You on that, KO4LL.
NUE for station ID. So, yeah, I was down there cleaning up in the machine shop, and I had some extra material left over. Some of it was damaged and whatnot, so I normally collect all my shavings and things like that if it's precious metal or something, and I'll just collect them and take them to scrapyard once a year. And don't tell my wife, but that's usually how I end up buying a Christmas gift. Collect all the shavings and turnings that comes off of the machine. But, you know, I mean, that, some of that stuff's expensive. And I don't guess it matters how she gets a Christmas gift, it just that she gets one. So, at any rate, I had all that copper pipe down there, and I said, well, let me pay this back and see kind of what they think. So, I'm hoping they're going to give me some constructive criticism and say, hey, you know, I'd have done this different or done that different. But 3 weeks ago, I didn't know anything about antenna, nothing. And then yesterday, I built four of them, and they work. I mean, it's unbelievable. It just shocked me.
The most I know about them really is mostly on the HF side for the wire antennas, you know, the in-fed half waves and things like that and dipoles. But I haven't done any of the VHF stuff for J-poles and things like that yet.
Let me know next antenna you build. I got, I don't know how much communication wire. When I retired, they give me a bunch of it as a joke. Because we ran so much wire on the last deployment, so I got, oh man, I don't know, I'd say a mile or a mile and a half of it. So you just let me know how much you need, and it just let me know, and we'll get it to you, because I'll never use it all.
Build you a German loop. You ever heard of one of those?
Have not, but excuse me, like I said, right now I'm just trying to digest what's simple. And the next one I build is going to be an in-fed, and that's going to force me in a position to where I have to master the capacitance or inductance, whichever one it's going to be. And that's just the way my mind works. If I try to read it in a book, I can't really grab hold of it. I can get the basics. But if I spend 4 hours building it and get it finished and it don't work right, then that forces me to say, okay, well, what's wrong with it? And I've got 4 hours in this thing. I gotta figure it out so I can. And I don't know. I just work that way. It may not be the best way to work, but that's just the way my mind is, I guess.
This whole ham thing, I think, is a journey, and there's been a lot of folks out there like Walt and Gary and a lot of the other guys have been doing this for 40 or 50 years, and we've got to, pace ourselves a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, I that has crossed my mind that, you know, hey, you need to just slow down a little bit and just enjoy what you got, but... like I said, I built my first antenna for 80 meters a couple weeks ago, and I haven't been off 80 meters. I mean, I stay on it, trying to learn the band and learn the antenna. And the other day, I made a contact in Milford, Ohio, I think. If that's a place, it's somewhere in Ohio, and that's the furthest I've got with my antenna. So I'm tickled with that. I forgot my distance or takeoff angle a little different. I probably could, you know, get out to Costa Rica or something, but I'm just still learning.
The ARRL has got a good antenna book that you might want to take a look at. It's a pretty thick book, but it's got a lot of good stuff in it, which is really just a history of a lot of what the hams have discovered over the years, all the way back to the 30s and maybe some 20s over.
That's kind of what I've been doing is I'll read, I'm on chapter 3 right now, I think, which is Antenna Fundamentals. And like I said, if it's a blueprint or a schematic or a map, I'll look at it for hours, and that's enjoyable to me. Or written text that is technical, that stuff I don't have any problem digesting and love to read it. But, you know, just written text about fundamentals and nothing specific, just things in general, I don't know. It's just hard for me to comprehend it. But I will make notes on something I don't understand and just wait for Tuesday night. And then I'll go to the men who know, and then they'll clarify that. And that's very helpful for me, you know. I guess it's a comprehension issue. I don't know. But I got to do what works, you know.
I'm right there with you in terms of learning this stuff. You know, I've only been a ham since January. And I've made a lot, come a long way, but there's a lot to absorb and a lot to take in information you can use. So, listen, I'm going to say 73 to you. I'm headed up to Hendersonville. I got to go get my ears lowered, and then maybe I can catch you a little bit later down the road. You sparked my interest on something. I'll send you an email on it and tell you about it. But we'll talk later. KO4 LAO, I'll be clear on your final.
You just let me know. Like I said, I got plenty of wire. Ain't no sense you buying it. Just let me know, and we'll meet up somewhere, and I mean, you can have it. It's just, I got so much of it. I'll just help anybody with it. And the dipole connectors that you hook the wire to in the center, I got extra Delrin down there. I just machined my own. I've got a couple of them laying around too. So you just let me know what you need. If I can help you, I would be delighted to. At KO4 NUE, I'm clear, sir. You have a wonderful day.